Dyson recalled that when he gave a lecture praising Dick Feynman's recent work on quantum electrodynamics, Oppenheimer came down on me like a ton of bricks. Afterwards, he nevertheless came up to Dyson and apologized for his behavior. At the time, Oppenheimer thought Feynman's approach, done with a maximum of intuition and a minimum of mathematical calculations, was fundamentally wrong, and he simply wouldn't listen to Dyson's defense. Only after Hans Bethe came down from Cornell and gave a lecture in support of Feynman's theories did Oppenheimer allow himself to reconsider his views. When Dyson next lectured, Oppenheimer sat in uncharacteristic silence, and afterwards, Dyson found in his mailbox a very brief note, Nolo contendera, R.O. Dyson felt a bundle of emotions in Oppenheimer's presence. Bethe had told him that he ought to study with Oppie because he was so much deeper. But Dyson was disappointed with Oppenheimer as a physicist. Oppie no longer seemed to have the time for doing the hard work, the calculations that it took to be a theoretical physicist. He may have been deeper, Dyson recalled, but still he didn't really know what was going on. And he was often perplexed by Oppenheimer as a man, his odd combination of philosophical detachment and driving ambition. He thought of Oppie as the kind of person whose worst temptation was to conquer the demon and then to save mankind. Dyson saw Oppie as guilty of pretentiousness. Sometimes he simply couldn't understand Oppenheimer's Delphic pronouncements, and this reminded him that incomprehensibility can be mistaken for depth. And yet, despite it all, Dyson found himself attracted to Oppenheimer. In early 1948, Time magazine ran a short news item on an essay Oppenheimer had recently published in Technology Review. Science's sense of guilt, Time reported, was frankly admitted last week by Dr. J. Robert Oppenheimer. The story quoted the wartime head of Los Alamos Laboratory as saying, "In some sort of crude sense, which no vulgarity, no humor, no overstatement can quite extinguish, the physicists have known sin, and this is a knowledge which they cannot lose."